We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, T.O. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. By the way, Michigan, they're playing Texas Southern, and they're 26-point favorites. So download that BetQL app and get all your data and insights on how to bet not just the Michigan game, but each of these 64 teams. There are 64 teams left, and unfortunately, Michigan State is not one of them, as I don't want to use the word choke, but how about something similar, gag? They gagged that game away. I mean, when you're up, and I look, basketball leads are very fleeting. Mm-hmm. But if you watch the game, they were in control, 14. Then UCLA actually came and took the lead, but then Michigan State came back. Even watching Michigan State as much as I have this season, and yes, being a fan, sometimes you're jaded, but you know, the pace of a game, and I'm usually pretty pessimistic, I never got the impression that they were going to lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're up by five with a minute and a half left. And then, you know, Watts takes a three. With 54 seconds left in the game, they're down 77-70. They're up 77-74. But there were still, like, I think 12 to 15 seconds left on the shot clock when he took it.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. They come down, they foul 1-1. Jacquez, who was great, but he missed a free throw, and then the Spartans don't box out. He gets the ball back eventually, then gets an and one on a silly foul, ties the game. Henry with an air ball at the end. I mean, it was just bad. They scored one basket in the last 6:55 of the game, so it was a gag. Mm-hmm. But nationally, what's getting the bigger play is the Izzo incident with Gabe Brown, where at the end of the first half, UCLA scored a basket to cut the lead to 11. And Malik Hall and Gabe Brown are yelling at each other. So there was a lack of communication who was supposed to switch and take the guy. It was not an easy shot, but it was a uncontested jumper that should have been contested. And Izzo and Brown started yelling, so and they were walking off the court, and Izzo grabs Brown's by the shorts and pulls him back a little bit, and then Brown back him, and they're running to the locker room, and Izzo grabs his arm, and you know, I think, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then at halftime, you know, the TNT crew, it was on TBS, Ernie Johnson, Andy Katz, and of course Kenny the Jet Smith and Charles Barkley were discussing it, and Kenny Smith, you know, I like Tom Izzo a lot, but that was bad, you know, it's a bad look, all this kind of stuff. It was a bad look. Optically, it was definitely bad. Barkley said, that's nothing. It's coaching.
Yeah.
And that's the way I felt. I mean, granted, you know, maybe biased because we like Tom Izzo. We saw this, some, you know, a couple, the last time they were in the tournament, we had the incident with Aaron Henry. We just yelled at him. But it's not like it was Bob Knight. He was choking Neil Reed. It wasn't Woody Hayes where he was going after another player. I mean, if.
Yeah, you didn't punch anybody.
Right. I mean, even if you want to make a comparison, he. I mean, Juwan went after a coach, so to speak, a little bit last week. And had to be restrained. It wasn't even like that. And I just think sometimes in today's society, we just overreact to everything. I mean, Doug Karsh was telling me in the bullpen that the incident was the A block, which is the first like 10 stories of Good Morning America this morning.
I think it's an overreach. It's an overreaction. This is a coach talking to a player that, you know, was frustrated probably because he knew that he had done something that, you know, was against what they had talked about. It was supposed to be a defensive switch. It was a coaching issue, and a player decided that, you know, whether he didn't get the message, he got the message and just messed it up. He's already frustrated, and we've all been in that situation where you just were told something and you didn't follow through. You weren't able to capitalize on the, whether it was a play, whether, you know, whatever the situation, you just didn't do it. You knew you were wrong. And then your coach or your boss has to point it out again. You're frustrated. You're going to walk, you know, your initial reaction is that you want to walk away. Tom Izzo wanted to make sure he made a point. And I think there needs to be some context with this. This is a coach that deeply cares for his players. You could say whether you like Michigan State or not, whether you like Tom Izzo or not, I think it's very clear that he cares about his players and he wants them to excel. He wants them to be successful on the court. And Gabe Brown he did something that he was coached not to do.
Our telephone number 248-539-9797. Is it something or nothing? I think it's nothing.
Nothing.
Bill of Madison Heights, you're 97 on the ticket.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, I like Coach Izzo, and I have no doubt. He's a great coach. He cares about his kids. And, you know, it's just, yelling at him is one thing. I watched it, you know, you watch it on the floor, and then you had it when they were in the huddle. I mean, he was going after him again. And the thing was, if he really wanted to make a point, you know, he's an emotional guy, but this is the day and age we live in, and everybody's seen it. I mean, he grabbed him and sort of violently yanked his jersey back.
Oh, it wasn't violently. Come on.
Well, Ralph Stoney, no, it wasn't just grabbing his jersey, okay? And you know, like it or not, you know, times change, and people got to, you know, kind of, you know, you can't put your hands on kids like that anymore. You just can't do it.
There's a difference between hitting, punching, and what Tom Izzo did. In my opinion, I mean, look, everybody's entitled to their opinion, as Sergei Fedorov once said years ago, and it's true. Doesn't mean you're wrong and I'm right, or I'm right and you're wrong. I just don't see it being that big of a deal. If you take a swing at a player, yes. If you stuff a player in a locker, yes. If you do the, I don't know. These are big. These are young adults. These aren't just kids.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. We're just so freaking soft. That's just...
Well, it was a coach making a point, and I know that I view it the same way you do, Stoney, right? I don't think it's a big deal. If a coach had grabbed my arm, and it happened many times.
You had probably an offensive line coach who slapped you in the helmet once or twice, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, for a lot of different reasons. Sometimes it's a, you know, it was never, I never got slapped in the helmet because I did something wrong. That's not it. But it's just a matter of, you know, I don't think, again, it's context. That's why I keep going back to this. It's all about context, because this is a coach that we have seen cry with his players. This is a coach that we saw last year when Cassius Winston's brother was killed. Like, we saw how much he cared and how much he tried to help his players and Cassius Winston and his family and all of the teammates that knew him. It's just a coach that I think cares about his players. And, you know, you heard it from, you know, Draymond Green immediately tweeted something out. Like,
right.
This is just Izzo.
Look,
Michigan State basketball.
I don't think it was that big of a deal. I mentioned, like, the Juwan thing, if you're going to compare. Yeah, but that was no big deal. He got thrown out of the game. Okay, he lost control there, too. Okay, it happens. To be the first story, block of Good Morning America, come on.
Quit being so soft.
Really? I mean, God, I mean, you know, as a Michigan football fan, don't we want Harbaugh to show a little more emotion and do things like that a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, that, yes. And that's what we saw in his first couple of years, right?
Yes.
He's throwing his jacket down, he's throwing his hat up in the air.
Right. I mean...
Sports are emotional, okay?
I know.
I mean, I just don't get the big deal with all this. It's just the gotcha society. It's always trying to get somebody in trouble for something. This is just normal.
Yeah.
You don't want to see this constantly.
Right.
But you don't do it constantly.
You don't. This, I mean, Coach Izzo's been doing this for how long? You know, 20-plus years. right? I don't know the exact number of years, 23, 24 years he's been the head coach. And you, this isn't something that you see on a yearly basis. And if you go back to, you know, everybody's going to bring up all the Aaron Henry thing. Oh, because he pointed his finger at a player and yelled at him? Are you kidding me? That's a joke.
Here we have some ticket texts. All right, here we go. Asking if stepped over the line is silly. No, everyone knows he was coaching. Asking is there a better, more constructive way to handle it is the question. Yeah, you don't have, look, I said it was a bad look. Okay, there's no doubt about it. You don't have to do that. But to make this big deal about it, like they tried to do at halftime and now on, you know, non-sports television is ridiculous. Mikey Williamson, you can't grab players anymore. Why is it so hard to understand? Would you allow your boss to grab you if you messed up? No, you wouldn't.
I'll tell you what. If my son was playing for Coach Izzo and that was him, I would have absolutely no problem with it.
I worry the older Izzo gets, the more like the older. I worry the older Izzo gets, the more likelihood he will cross the line. Bobby Knight and Woody Hayes didn't do that when they were young. They did it when they were old, and Izzo is getting old. I don't think so.
No,
but
no.
Stop comparing what Izzo did last night to criminal offenses. No, he didn't punch him in the face. If he did, he would be fired right now. Now that's true.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, mm-hmm. I didn't think it was a big deal. Why can't we say it's not that big of a deal, but he shouldn't do it? It looked bad. It looked bad. There's no doubt about it. What we don't have is context. We saw a moment in time. What happened led to that moment? That's from Kevin in Trenton. Izzo needs a better assistant coach. Somebody needs to let him know when to calm down. That's the main reason he can't get the top talent anymore. Kids don't want to be embarrassed or disrespected. He's a control freak. It's over for him. It's time to retire. This generation is soft. That's from Amani Bates. That's what he says. It was halftime. Take it into the locker room, Markimore. Yeah, it would have been better. No, there's no doubt about it. Let's take one more call on this. Gary and Celine, you're 97 on the ticket.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just think that what happened at halftime took all the momentum away from Michigan State, and it took Gabe Brown out of the second half of the game, and he was doing decent except for maybe that missed switch. And I think Izzo kind of took himself out of the game because of that. And then they lost it. That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. It might have hurt his team. We don't know. You know, we'll have no way of knowing whether if that didn't happen, if they would have played much better coming out of the second half. That's an unknown. But, you know, it's interesting to bring up. No doubt about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.